Well, joining us right now, we're going to get an update on what's been happening down there in Lansing. State Representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. I love the weather forecast. At least it's clean and fresh air. And
yeah.
Hey, I was suffering with some hay fever there towards the end, so I'm looking forward to a little bit cooler air with a little moisture there. So. It's that time of year.
It is, and I'm okay with the word cooler there because, the Weather Channel showing snow in South Dakota already, so cooler is good, cold is not good, okay?
I don't think I want to see snow yet.
I'm with you on that one, my friend. I'm with you completely. Well, as you mentioned before we went on, things kind of quiet in Lansing right now, but one of the stories we have today dealt with the very moving 9/11 ceremony you guys had yesterday in the House.
Yes, we do, and it's Kevin, I can't tell you how moving it is. It's very ceremonial, and all branches of our first responders are there. You know, if we honor our veterans, and we should, but oftentimes we overlook our first responders, you know, our firemen and women, and women and our men in EMS services. And, you know, they're on the front lines of what we need to do here to protect ourselves at home. And after the 9/11 incident in New York, you know, the biggest attack in our lifetime on our country, sure. It's really very, very moving.
And it was, that's for sure. We heard some highlights from that very nice ceremony on 9/11. But getting down to some business, as we talked about, the only thing that's really out there that's on the front stove, so to speak, road funding.
Absolutely. Big topic of conversation. You know, we want to get something done. I like the House proposal, and I know we've talked about it over and over again. I'm still pushing for that to get through. And again, you know, when you drive as much as I do and as much as other people do, I don't think you can do much more work this year. You know, the U.S. 23 project there and then south of Standish on I-75 has been being worked on. There's cones everywhere. And actually, that's been great for the economy. Guys and gals have been hired back into the road building industry. So everything we need to do needs to be done for next year. So we're not losing anything yet. So hopefully everything will get done before the end of the year.
Indeed. I know you guys will get that done. And one of the other stories I just wanted to bring up, because we had it in the news yesterday, some more good news for those counties that have been languishing, so to speak, under the bovine tuberculosis quarantines.
You know, Kevin, that is such a big issue. And oftentimes the sportsman's group consider it a hunting issue, and of course it is, but it's a huge part of our economy, and that's the beef and dairy industry. And if we don't protect the beef and dairy industry, we're really going to be in trouble in this part of the state. And they work very hard. The men and women in that industry work very hard, and they've had a burden put upon them because of the TB issue. But now Presque Isle and Sheboygan counties have both been put in TB-free status, along with five other counties, so seven altogether in that TB zone, which is great. I mean, this is fantastic news, and as we keep shrinking that TB area, maybe we can contain the disease and eradicate it more with a pinpoint instead of a shotgun blast.
Boy, you betcha. That's for sure. Well, I know you're a busy guy. You said you're going to be out kind of stumping around the area today.
I'm going to be in Iosco and Alcona County all day today, visiting people, of course, and doing what we have to do. And it's a great day to be out in northern Michigan. I'm actually hoping to get a little bit of fishing time in this weekend. The steelhead are still fun, and there's actually salmon close to shore. So if you want to go out and have some fun, get outside.
There you go, exactly. Now, if they want more information, they want to talk to you, that's easy to find you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. 517-373-0833. Call or reach out anytime.
Very good. Peter, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Kevin.